Hey, everyone. Welcome to today's Nomics Update. It is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And this is one of, in my opinion, one of the most important holidays of the year. And I am really glad that at Nomics, we take the day off and we observe it. I hope you're having a good day, a restful day. For those of you in the United States who have the day off and spending time with those you care about and reflecting on, hopefully, the importance of the day, or at least spending some time with your family. So today's update is around a new page that we've launched at nomics.com on the website, and it is the markets page, which is currently in beta. But the markets page allows you to get data and intelligence and metrics on specific trading pairs, which I think is important most of the time when people are looking at pricing data, at least when consumers are. They're considering the price of a specific asset. For example, they might look up the price of Bitcoin or the price of Ethereum or the price of Monero or Zcash or whatever they're interested in. And that's good to do. That's fine. I look up those prices as well. But it's important to realize that those prices are taken from the prices of trading pairs on given exchanges. I think I'd say 9 times out of 10, maybe 10 times out of 10, when people ask us to add a currency to the website, what they generally say is, like, when I get an email request, it'll say, hey, I'm wondering if you can add this token to nomics.com or to your API. And the truth is that we don't add tokens to our API. We add exchanges, and those exchanges have market data that allow us to price all the assets that are listed on that exchange, whether they're the base currency or the quote currency on that exchange. So first off, we don't really list tokens. We might delist a token if we think there's some shady activity happening. But at the end of the day, we don't really list tokens. We list exchanges. So once we add an exchange, we add all the trading pairs from that exchange. And I think most people know, at least in this space, if you're listening to this, you probably know what a trading pair is. An example of a trading pair is Ethereum to BTC. And actually, I am going to get into this before I speak too much, before I say more about what's on our new markets page. So we add an exchange and then we add the trading pairs on that exchange. An example of a trading pair is Ethereum to BTC. Generally, when these trading pairs are listed, the base currency comes first and the quote currency comes next. I think most people vaguely know what a base currency and a quote currency are. You know, I don't know that the average person that comes to our website actually, or websites like ours, know what a base currency and a quote currency are. But if you've gone to a cryptocurrency exchange or a Forex exchange, you generally see these trading pairs. The first currency, which is the base currency, is the item that is being priced, right? So let's say Ethereum to BTC. In this scenario, Ethereum is the base currency and it is being priced in the quote currency. So for example, if you see that the if you see Ethereum to BTC is priced at 0.033, it means that the price of one Ethereum is, again, 0.033. Generally, across almost all exchanges, there's only a handful of quote currencies. So the base currency and the quote currency are not in an arbitrary order. There are, again, a handful of quote currencies that are used exclusively across exchanges. Usually, BTC is definitely one of them. fiat currencies are generally quote currencies. Ethereum is often a quote currency. Ethereum can be both a base currency and a quote currency. BTC, again, is a base and a quote currency, but there's only a limited number of quote currencies. And it's usually, again, Ethereum, BTC, fiat currencies. Sometimes we'll see XRP as a quote currency. If an exchange has an exchange token, like Binance's token, sometimes an exchange's token will be a quote currency. In some cases, I guess the next most popular sort of category of quote currencies are stable coins. So USDT or TUSD or USDC or DAI, the MakerDAO token. But it's really limited to pretty much Ethereum, Bitcoin, fiat, and stable coins. And sometimes we'll see like a Monero market or a Stellar market or an XRP market. If you're an advocate for one of these tokens, then it's vitally important towards your, I guess, advocacy ends in some cases, or I won't say it's vitally important, but it can be important to get a token that you care about listed as a quote currency on exchanges, because that's kind of a hallowed position to be in. So generally exchanges that were created to create liquidity for a given token, and that is sort of outspoken about being an advocate for that token, often it will list a token as a quote currency. But, you know, I guess in some rare cases, you'll see non-standard quote currencies. Anyway, our tokens listing, our markets page allows you to see all kinds of intelligence for given trading pairs. So, for example, if you look at trading pair, you can see all the exchanges where that trading pair is available. You can see the historic price of that trading pair. You can see volume across that trading pair. You can see the number of trades that have happened across that trading pair, which is something that nobody else offers. We also offer the ability to look at synthetic pairs. So to give you an example of a synthetic pair, a synthetic trading pair might be Monero to 0x. So there is no Monero to 0x market that exists anywhere. You cannot find that trading pair anywhere in the cryptosphere with Monero as the base currency and 0x as the quote currency. So we will construct that synthetic trading pair by going through an intermediary and pricing that pair and providing intelligence and information on where on that synthetic trading pair. We're building this out over time. We're making it better over time. So if you have any suggestions for our markets page, please let me know. Maybe go to our forums at forums.nomics.com, https://, forums.nomics.com, and go to the category for our website and leave us some suggestions there if you have any. We'd love to hear them. Again, this is new. As far as I know, nobody else has a page like this on their website or has pages like this on specific trading pairs. And we'd love to hear your feedback. We'd love if you'd kick the tires around a bit. Let us know your thoughts, questions, all that stuff. Anyway, enjoy playing around with this page. You can find it at https://nomics.com/markets. All right, take care and have a great remainder of your MLK Junior Day. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening. If you liked this content, please help me out by leaving a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. It provides me with encouragement and it helps other people find the program. Also, if you have a question that you'd like me to answer on the podcast, go to asknomics.com, leave me a question, and I'll do my best to answer it in the next few days. Thanks for listening and see you tomorrow.